This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is with us here very often speaking of the arts. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Happy Indian Market. Happy Indigenous Fine Arts Market.
Happy last week of opera.
Happy last week of opera. I'm going to the opera tomorrow night.
Cold Mountain. I am too. Yes. I'll wave to you. I'll probably be in the cheap seats.
So what's going on this week? Indian Market, ladies and gentlemen, town of 70,000, 80,000 visitors.
Yes. So drive carefully. Plan to be patient. Lots of pedestrians out there as well. I drove through the Indigenous Market yesterday, and it was important to remember to be very set your deadlines early if you need to get across town.
And know that that little secret place you always park will not be
there. It will not be there.
It'll be there, but you can't park in it.
So for Indian Market Weekend, one of my favorite things to do actually happens on Friday night. It's free. Most of the galleries that feature, probably all of the galleries that feature Native American art, are having receptions tonight. So go downtown, go to Canyon Road, and just go gallery hopping. There are some wonderful people that you're going to meet. Tony Abeta will be at the Owings Gallery on Palace Avenue. Kevin Redstar will be at Windsor Betts Gallery. Joe Wade Gallery has Buck McCain, Robin Laws, Jack Sorensen, Dan Bodelson. John Nieto will be over at the Ventana Fine Art Gallery. Great, great gallery hopping to do tonight. And you could wind up over at the Hotel Santa Fe, where Ronald Roybal will be playing Native American flute there.
Excellent. There is something really interesting happening on Monday, which is a documentary about the Rio Grande Sun.
One of our favorite papers.
I subscribe to the Rio Grande Sun.
I buy it at La Fonda pretty regularly.
Yeah, they have it there. I love that paper.
I do too.
The police blotter alone, written by the fabulous Wheeler Cowperthwaite, who I've never met, is a work of poetry.
I agree. We've talked about it before, that it's such a glimpse into humanity.
Yeah. But the documentary is on Monday, August 24th at 7 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. Thank you, George R.R. Martin. And it's a fundraiser for the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government, which is a terrific organization. So definitely check it out. You can go to nmfog.org for more information.
Besides neat gallery hopping tonight, it's also the Free Fridays at the Museum of Art and the New Mexico History Museum. From 5 to 8 p.m., everybody gets in free. Doesn't matter where you're from. Often we let in New Mexicans free on Sundays, but everyone's free tonight. And at the Museum of Art in the St. Francis Auditorium at 6 p.m., David Starobin, and forgive me for mangling your name if I did, will be performing American Classical Guitar. And that's a free concert, a salute to Indian Market, at 6 p.m., the Museum of Art.
Excellent. Now, the Jules Works Follies monthly variety show is happening on Sunday, the 23rd of August at 4 o'clock. The theme will be fiestas and New Mexico pride, as much as there is ever any theme. And they have a very special guest, which is Joe West, one of New Mexico's most beloved performers. And Chris Diesler will be there, and Weston McDowell will be there. Lots of good stuff. For more information, you can call 310-9997, and it's at 4 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau Cinema.
They'll even have an open mic, so you can get your inner performer out for a change.
Yay.
If you've got to get out of town, maybe all the traffic and pedestrians are too much for you, Saturday evening in Las Vegas, one of my favorite small towns, Benzo III will be performing as part of the Meadow City Music Festival inside the historic Surf Theater. That's over on Douglas Street next to Charlie Spick and Span. He's a local hip-hop prodigy, three-time King of the Mic champ, and a New Mexico Music Award winner. If you want more information about him or about the whole Music Fest, go to meadowcitymusicfest.com.
And we have tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, singer-songwriter Casey Lansdale returns to the Jean Cocteau from Nacogdoches, Texas, performing hits from her album Restless. For more information, you can call 466-5528, or you can go to Jean Cocteau Cinema. And it's funny, everything I've announced so far is at the Jean Cocteau, but that's just a coincidence.
Well, let's move over to the Lensic then. It's the last week of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, and Saturday they'll be at the Lensic, 6 p.m., performing a Mozart Serenade in B-flat major, number 10 for winds, the Gran Partita. You heard it in the movie Amadeus. That's 6 p.m. on Saturday. I think the Sunday performance is sold out, but if you go to ticketsantafe.org, you'll know more about that. Monday is their All Schubert Festival finale at 6 p.m. at the Lensic. The magnificent Rosamunde String Quartet and other wonderful, wonderful things. The Chamber Music Festival has just been fabulous this year. TicketsSantaFe.org for more info.
Excellent. Roots and Wires presents Tina Rewen live from the Sahara Desert on Friday. That's tonight, outdoors at the Taos Mesa Brewing Amphitheater. It's a band of Tuareg nomads who play the hypnotic sounds of Malian blues. And Santa Fe's own Inestate, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, opens the shows. It's all ages. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. TaosMesaBrewing.com for tickets. And you can also check out Roots and Wires Presents on Facebook. And I'll tell you, that Malian music is...
Never heard it.
Oh, it's really... I mean, just go.
Okay.
I mean, it's... I don't know. It gets inside your soul somehow.
Beautiful. Two shout-outs for the History Museum, because they pay my money. We've been having the Native Cinema Showcase there all week. They're free films. This is in partnership with the Smithsonian. Tonight at 8 p.m. is a Navajo film called Chasing the Light. There's the Best of Animation Short Celebration at 1 p.m., which sounds great, but I think they'll notice if I'm not at my desk. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., the Book of Life will be at the Rail Yard Park screen, so an outdoor showing as part of the Native Cinema Showcase. And on Saturday and Sunday, the Portal artisans who usually sell in front of the palace will move into the palace courtyard. They're bringing dancers in, musicians. They'll have raffles each day. They'll be selling refreshments. It's a really pretty and fun time to like take a break from Indian Market while you're there and sit in the shade and appreciate the Portal artisans as well. That's 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
And for those of us who live here year-round, walk around and don't really notice those guys because you see them every day of your life, and this is a chance to see people in new context. I love it.
Get to know them. They'll have their kids there, and yeah, it's family day.
So there is an event to benefit Santa Fe Walk to End Alzheimer's 2015. It's a Navajo Taco Dinner fundraiser on Tuesday, the 25th of August at 6 in the evening. It's at Garbo's at the Montecito Santa Fe, which is at 500 Rodeo Road. For more information, 428. They didn't. Here's what they wrote. 428-777.
Uh-oh.
I think there's another 7 in there.
That's what I would guess.
428-777.
You have 9 options.
Yeah. No, there's somewhere else in very small print. It has the other 7. Ladies and gentlemen, proofread your press releases. Thank you.
Here's an opportunity to get your feet into the historic Los Luceros estate north of town in Alcalde. On Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., the Mesa Prieta Petroglyph Project is hosting Platicas presentations, and this time it's local author and farmer Stanley Crawford, who's going to discuss his experience as a parciante, comisionado, and mayordomo in the Embudo Valley, other projects he's been involved with. That's Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and the Los Luceros estate is gorgeous. It's a wonderful experience just to spend time up there, but you'll also get to encounter Stanley Crawford. Call this number for information, 852-1351.
Red Nation Celebration Institute presents The Life, Blood, and Rhythm of Randy Castillo, a documentary film on Randy, a New Mexico-born Native American drummer who found success in the heavy metal world, playing with Ozzy Osbourne, Motley Crue, Lita Ford, and many others. He grew up in Albuquerque and passed away in 2002. There's two screenings of the film at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Friday night, that's tonight, at 10 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 1. And attending the Friday screening tonight will be members of the Apache Stronghold to talk about their efforts to protect Oak Flat, an area outside of Superior, Arizona, that contains Apache sacred sites and has been proposed for a copper mine. Ladies and gentlemen, so check that out tonight.
There's a powwow tomorrow at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center. It's the 11th annual Santa Fe Powwow. There's dancers, drummers, singers, artist booths. They include Black Eagle, Southern Slam, Larry Anderson Sr. All kinds of great people are going to be there. Special this year is a women's traditional intertribal artist booth. Gourd dancing begins at 5 p.m. Saturday. I was going to say today. Don't go today. The grand entry is at 7:30 p.m., which is, those are always really cool to see when all the different dancers join forces on the dance floor. They'll have intertribal dancing and specials until 10:30 p.m. tomorrow evening.
The cat of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time, and this week's featured cat is named Mishka. Mishka is a very sweet, social, calm little kitty. She would do very well in a home with as an only cat or with a gentle cat companion. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings and some white patches. And she's just not even a year old. She's about a year old. She's a kitty.
She needs some love.
She needs some love. And she's super cute. If you're interested in adopting Mishka, call 505-316-2281. You can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, and you can visit Mishka or any other kitty available for adoption at fandfnm.org.
Great. Sunday evening, free concert on the Rail Yard Plaza. It's the Red Elvises. And they started as a Russian group playing what they dubbed Siberian surf rock. I can't even imagine.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it sound interesting?
Yes.
Since then, they've included musicians from many other countries, including the United States, Israel, Puerto Rico, and Bulgaria, just to name just a few. So everyone brings a different sort of sensibility to them, energetically and musically. At times, their shows include keyboards, accordion, sax, clarinet, trumpet, flute, banjo, mandolin, tuba, and many other instruments.
My ears hurt.
Igor Yuzov has a unique brand of humor combined with guitar-based rock and roll that will make you want to sing, dance, scream, and shout. 6 p.m. Rail Yard Plaza, Sunday.
Sunday, I am so there. All right, what else? Let's see. It's another Indian Market annual event. It's called Deconstructing the Discourse, a neo-native student film showcase. It's short films by native filmmakers, live music by the Flossies and Low-Cash Ninjas, a raffle and art exhibit, all ages welcome. It's today at Skate School, 825 Early Street, number letter H, and it's at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9:30. Very, very inexpensive to get in, so check it out.
A couple of good talks next week on Monday at the Unitarian Universalist Church. Susan Schoen Harjo will be speaking at a Southwest Seminars lecture on Nation to Nation, Treaties and Native Peoples. If you go to southwestseminars.org, you'll have all the information you need for getting yourself into that event. And then on Tuesday, over at Collected Works at 6 p.m., David Grant Noble, wonderful writer, editor, photographer, archaeological guide, will be talking about his book, Ancient Ruins of the Southwest, an Archaeological Guide. He's a really smart guy.
Very, very smart indeed, and really, really nice guy.
You can go to davidgrantnoble.com, and he'll have some of his photos up there so you can get a sneak peek at what his talk is like.
Yet another Native American event, Native American Celebration of Art, Song, and Stories, Saturday, tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Santa Fe Baking Company, right here. For more information, 690-5730.
Hands-on art opportunity tomorrow at 1:30 over at Artisan Art Supply on Cerrillos Road. Kevin Overholzer will be demonstrating freehand silhouette paper portraits. Remember when we were in grade school? Did you have your silhouette done by the teacher on black construction paper?
Oh, I see. Some other classes did. We didn't. We were envious.
We had ours done. I wonder where it is now. He'll be showing how to do it, but he'll also be showing you how to do it yourself. It's a neat ancient art. It's from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. over at Artisan Art Supply. Take the kids.
Excellent. Yes. Especially for those of you who didn't get to do that in your...
Wow, it sort of stuck with you, didn't it?
Take the adults. No, I didn't even remember it until you said it. Let's see. Lots of gallery openings. Can't even cover them all. It's such a great day for galleries, so just definitely go check it out. And what is happening at the CCA? Let's take a look here. Well, first of all, the film Best of Enemies, which opened last week, is definitely worth going to. Did you hear about this?
No.
It's about the 1968 debate between Gore Vidal and William F. Buckley.
And you've seen it?
Yeah, I saw it, and I interviewed the director of it.
Great.
A couple days ago, and it's a good film.
Yeah.
And it changed, it sort of ushered in this era of punditry.
Mm-hmm.
Whose level has gotten lower and lower over the years. But those guys were doing sort of hateful attack punditry, but at a very high intellectual level.
Well, remarkably intelligent men, both of them.
Yeah. And The Look of Silence opens today at the CCA. It's Josh Oppenheimer's extraordinary follow-up to the Oscar-nominated film The Act of Killing. And it profiles a young optometrist who embarks on a journey to understand the murder of his brother, which happened during Indonesia's genocidal civil war of 1965. And this is supposed to be even better than the first one. Errol Morris called it one of the greatest and most powerful documentaries ever made, and a profound comment on the human condition. And Errol Morris is one of the great documentary filmmakers ever, so for him to say that is no joke. And there's another movie called People, Places, Things. When graphic novelist Will Henry accidentally walks in on his wife with another man, his life officially begins to suck, is what they sent me in the press release. You can take it from there, ladies and gentlemen.
And who hasn't been there?
I haven't.
There's some great flamenco this weekend. On Sunday, the Maria Beditas Cabaret will be at the Lodge at Santa Fe at 8 p.m. and a flamenco dinner show at El Farol, 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Get your flamenco on. We're working on a show about flamenco for the Museum of International Folk Art that will come in after Red closes. So start building up your flamenco knowledge now.
And at the Hillside Artist Market. Well, the Hillside is having an artist market every Friday and Saturday through the summer. It's 10 to 4 at 86 Old Las Vegas Highway. In case you are traveling up in that direction, stop by the Hillside.
The Friends of the Santa Fe Public Library are having an Indian market book sale tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. down there on the plaza. This one will feature Indian market-themed books and discount books. They're for sale out on the portal. Always a good chance to build your collection and as well support the public library. They do such a wonderful job over there.
They do. Shout out to Pat Hodapp.
Awesome woman.
Amazing woman. And everybody else on staff whose name we're not shouting out because they're all awesome.
And you should subscribe to their daily blog because they always have interesting events as well as interesting bits of knowledge to pass out.
And if anybody ever said that libraries were going to go extinct because of the digital era, it's so not true. All right. Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian 40th Annual Benefit Auction is happening up at the Wheelwright. So the collector's table is today from 10 to 11:30, live auction preview at 11, and then the live auction at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4, for more information. 988-1777. And that's up on Museum Hill. Wonderful museum.
Yes. And if you haven't seen Red, go. It's really a wonderful show.
Oh, yeah. My friend was visiting from out of town. I haven't been over there and just was singing its praises up and down.
Beautifully done. Hey, Carmela Padilla, I hope you're listening.
Yay, Carmela.
On Sunday, there's a book signing and talk with Marie-Rose Van Lee of Talking Story over at the ARC Books at 133 Romero Street. 3 p.m. Sunday. Talking Story is one woman's quest to preserve ancient spiritual and healing traditions. It's based on her award-winning documentary, Talking Story. You journey along with her as she explores some of the richest spiritual traditions in the world, witnessing different forms of shamanism, spirit channeling, plant medicine, and divination. I hope I said that right.
Divination takes coordination.
I'm from Kansas. I want to say divine nation.
It's a divine nation we live in. Taos Blues Festival, Saturday, August 22nd. Molly Dog Productions presents, let's see, Bob Andrews, Cullen Winter Blues Band, Nick Schnabelin Band, Buddy Whittington, and Walter Trout. Lots of really good stuff. You can go to mollydogproductions.org for more information.
The Angel Fire, the music from Angel Fire Festival is getting off the ground. It takes place in a number of northern New Mexico venues, including the Angel Fire Community Center, Taos Center for the Arts, the Ilfeld Auditorium in Las Vegas, or the century-old Schuller Theater in Raton. All beautiful, beautiful places to listen to beautiful, beautiful music. At musicfromangelfire.org, they'll have all the details of the various performances and where to go and what to do. And if I were going, I'd figure out a way to snap in a hike around one of those. I was up at Capulin Volcano National Monument a couple of weekends ago. Wildflowers were all over the place. It's got to be even better now. So get outside, hear good music, enjoy wildflowers, be a New Mexican.
Yay, be a New Mexican, even if you're not a New Mexican. You could be one,
absolutely.
Especially this weekend, when there'll be 80,000 non-New Mexicans visiting. All right, Indian Market Weekend at the Encaustic Art Institute at 632 Agua Fria. And what they're having today from 6 to 8 is a fashion show with Jolonzo Guy Goldtooth, original fashion collection, New York Fall Collection, and a basket dance performed at intermission. So for more information, EAINM.com.
Up in Los Alamos, Gordon Summer concerts are taking place at Ashley Pond. They'll have the Red Elvises too. It looks like tonight at 7 p.m. Go to GordonSummerConcerts.com, Gordon's plural, SummerConcerts.com, and they'll have all the information on that. Tuesday, the Santa Fe Bandstand, it's Moon Hat with Kevin Kuki Jones, free at 6 p.m.
Excellent. And so, guess what? It's time to go.
It's time to go have all this fun.
It's time to go have all this fun. And let's see. Don't forget your farmer's market. Don't forget not only Indian market, but indigenous fine art market. And have a wonderful time. And as Kate said before, be really extra careful and kind of aware of your surroundings this weekend. Because It's a big, crowded, busy thing, and, you know, there's always walking your dogs in the dog park, taking a little hike, those kinds of things, too.
Beautiful weekend on its way.
Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and thanks to our webmasters and designers, Studio X. Let's see. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. If you want to write to me, and it's always great when people do, you can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. All right. Have a great weekend. Hasta la vista. And, hey, don't forget to adopt a doggie or a kitty, too. Ciao. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.